This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In Chhattisgarh, 27 Naxalites have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Abujmar area of Narayanpur district today. A top leader of Naxalites is also reported to have been killed in this encounter. A security personnel was martyred during the exchange of fire. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed pride at the success of country security forces for the remarkable success in the operation against the Maoists in Chhattisgarh today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The government is committed to eliminating the menace of Maoism and ensuring a life of peace and progress for the country's people." Home Minister Amit Shah termed today's operation against the Maoists as a landmark achievement in the battle to eliminate Naxalism. In a social media post, Mr. Shah applauded the brave security forces and agencies for this major breakthrough. India has launched its aggressive global campaign to further expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism, with two all-party delegations leaving for nine nations today. An all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha left for a five-nation tour of Indonesia, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan and Singapore as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. Another delegation led by Shiva Sena MP Shrikant Shinde is also embarking on a visit to UAE, Liberia, Congo and Sierra Leone to affirm New Delhi's resolve on combating terrorism in all its forms. Talking to media before the departure of his delegation, Mr. Sanjay Jha said, "Terrorism is part of Pakistan's state policy, and they will tell the world how Islamabad has been sponsoring terrorism."
आतंकवाद जो है वो पाकिस्तान की स्टेट पॉलिसी है, इनके नकाब को उतारना। वहां से कोई दो चार लोग ऐसे नहीं आते हैं, पूरा स्टेट उसको स्पॉन्सर करता है, पूरा थ्राइव करता है स्टेट के सपोर्ट से। इस बात को पूरे दुनिया में जाकर के बताना, ऐसा नहीं होगा कि हमारे यहाँ आकर के टेररिस्ट एक्टिविटी करते रहिए और उसको हम झेलते रहेंगे.
Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the world is looking at India to provide new AI regulation model. In an interview to a media house, Mr. Vaishnav said, "India is taking a techno-legal approach to regulate AI." He said teams have been empaneled to develop technologies for AI safety, such as detecting deepfakes, biases and unlearning models. He added that this approach allows to tap into a large talent pool and develop solutions for AI safety. The centre has issued notice to cab aggregator Uber over advanced tip issue and sought an explanation from the platform. In a social media post, Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi said, "Forcing or nudging users to pay a tip in advance for faster service is unethical and exploitative." In Pakistan, at least five people, including three children, have been killed and many others injured in a bomb attack on a school bus in Khuzdar town in Balochistan region today. Local media reported that the bus was carrying around 40 school children when it exploded just outside the remote town of Khuzdar. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack so far. Meanwhile, India has rejected allegations made by Pakistan regarding Indian involvement with the incident in Khuzdar and termed these as baseless. India has declared a Pakistani official working at the Pakistan High Commission in New Delhi persona non grata for indulging in activities not in keeping with his official status in India. The official has been asked to leave India within 24 hours. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Charles d'Affaires of the Pakistan High Commission was issued a demarche to this effect today. He was asked to strictly ensure that none of the Pakistani diplomats or officials in India misuse their privileges and status in any manner. Banu Mushtaq's short story collection Heart Lamp has won the International Booker Prize in London. Ms. Banu has become the first Indian author writing in Kannada to win the prestigious International Booker Prize. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians were 58 for 3 in 7 overs against Delhi Capitals at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai when reports last came in. Earlier, Delhi Capitals won the toss and opted to field. And that is the end of this news bulletin.